Oasis Audio presents Relentless Pursuit by Ken Geyer, read for you by Bill DeWeese. Prologue. Leaving Home. This pursuit of the whole mankind, and of the Jewish folk in particular, is but a larger manifestation of God's way with each individual soul. The Hound of Heaven, an interpretation, Francis Peter LaBeouf. The Bible from start to finish is the story of God's pursuit of the outsider, the foreigner, the stranger, the outcast. From Adam and Eve outside the Garden of Eden, to Hagar outside the camp of Abraham, to Lazarus outside the gate of the rich man. From corner prostitutes to colonized lepers to common thieves. From the down and out to the demon-possessed, the Bible is filled with outsiders pursued and transformed by God's relentless love. The pursuit of the whole of humankind is but a larger manifestation of God's way with the individual soul. But God doesn't stop his pursuit when he brings us safely into the fold. He continues keeping watch over us to see when a part of us, however small or seemingly inconsequential, wanders from him. That part may be a thought that breaks from the flock in search of pastures that seem greener, however forbidden, of waters that seem more plentiful, however dangerous. It may be a part of us that is prone to wander, perhaps not far or for long, but far enough and long enough not to hear the shepherd's voice when he calls. It may be a part that strays one famished night without realizing it, going from one patch of grass to another, until finally, lifting its head, it sees it is lost. Or it may be a part that feels angry at, even betrayed by the flock, and, in a headstrong moment, bolts to be free from it. Even those of us who consider ourselves insiders feel like outsiders at some time or another. Some feel that way all the time, at work and at social gatherings, in their church or in their marriage. Each of us, or at least a part of each of us, feels on the outside looking in. The estranged adolescent, the self-conscious sibling, the abandoned mate, the returning visitor no one remembers, Sunday after awkward Sunday. The man in the wheelchair who people nod to and smile at but don't talk to or shake hands with. The pregnant teenager. The purple-haired boy with sinister-looking tattoos and tribalish piercings. Those in chronic pain, out of work, widowed, orphaned, single parents struggling to keep the electricity on. The down-and-out. The mentally ill, living in the littered alleys off of cold and indifferent streets. People who are lonely and depressed. People who are disabled, who are elderly, those living on the tattered margins of society. People holed up in some sagging tenement, surrounded by decay, dying of cancer, dying of AIDS. This book is about the heart of God and the lengths to which his heart goes to find ours, to bundle it up in his arms and to carry it home. It is written from the perspective of the lost sheep. As such, it's not a book for the 99 who are safe, as much as for the one who is not. It surely is not the whole of who you are, that lost part, or the whole of who I am, but it is a real part. That this lost part is pursued by God reveals our worth. That it is relentlessly pursued reveals how much our worth is worth. I have felt an outsider much of my life, though for the life of me, I couldn't tell you exactly why. Red hair was part of it. Hey, Carrot Top! I'd rather be dead than red on the head. Warts that covered my hands one year, inexplicably, then left the next, just as inexplicably. That was part of it, too.
Ew, warts! What have you been doing? Playing with frogs?
In my old neighborhood, I had an identity. I was one of the kids everyone knew and pretty much liked. Though younger than most of the others, I did have a friend my age, which helped. My sister, being older, gave me some credibility. Finally starting to get picked on teams secured my insider status. Status was clear in the old neighborhood. Older kids ruled, but they were pretty good kids, not bullies. Somehow you knew that one day you would be taking their place in the social order, and this gave a sense of security. Then we moved. My dad had a heart attack. My mom went to work, and everything changed. The only stable thing in my life was knowing that my dog, Skipper, would be there to see me when I got home, excited and eager to play. But he got hit by a car. I found him stiff by the side of the road after he'd been missing 3 days. I brought him home in a shovel and buried him under my window.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?